877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
After 32 minutes of battling, the Harbor Beach Pirates come out on top by 13, 68 to 55. In what was an up and down battle through and through after nine rounds, it was finally the Harbor Beach Pirates on top by 13. Like I said before, we had 14 lead changes and five ties in this one. And the largest lead for Harbor Beach came at the very end of the game. The entire game was practically a five-point game, one way or another. Harbor Beach trailed after one, 18-19. After the second, though, Harbor Beach outscored Marlette 19-13 at halftime, lead by 5, 37-32. After the third quarter, Harbor Beach only led by one after being outscored by Marlette 13-9. It was Harbor Beach 46-45. And then Harbor Beach outscores Marlette in the fourth quarter 22-10 to take the victory 68-55. And now tied atop the Greater Thumb East at 9-1 apiece. And, of course, Marlette is now done with their league schedule. They have USA as their last game. And then, of course, Harbor Beach on the road at Memphis this Thursday. John, what do you have as far as the scoring goes?
Technically,
7-1. That should be 7-1. Yeah,
technically, Marlette is still in first place.
Yes, we are.
So I guess they can take that kind of solace on the bus ride home. The truth of the matter is, we have a game, let's see, that's on the 28th, which is Thursday, and that is down in Memphis.
Harbor Beach, yes.
And if Harbor Beach winds up winning that game, then that will be the tie for the division and crown.
Should be a good one. What were as far as the shooting percentages for the teams here, John, in the second half?
Blistering. Just blistering. Both teams gave a great account of themselves tonight. Let's take the Marlette Red Raiders. They came out in the third quarter. They cooled off a little bit, 5 for 16, 31%, but then they got back on the track again, 4 for 9, 44% in the fourth quarter, 9 for 25 for the entire half, 36%. If you total up the second first half and second half, 22 for 52, 42%, which is a fantastic shooting percentage. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, though, they did cool off quite a lot also in the third quarter, 3 for 14, 21%, and then when it came time to turn it on, they did. 9 for 13 in the fourth quarter, 69%, 12 for 27, 44%. Total game, 28 for 56, 50%, which is really blistering. This game, I think, came right down to the fact that the ball was not in the hands of Brad Schaub enough in the fourth quarter. That's my opinion.
I can absolutely agree with you as far as individual scoring goes. First for Marlette, Quell Jackson had 11 points. Brad Schaub, like John was talking about, had 19 points. 13 of those came in the first half. He only had 6 in the second half. Anthony Kappen with 7 points. Zach Cady with 3. Matt Chappell with 5. And Ian Reagan with 10 points. As far as for the game, they were 7-11 from the free throw line for 63.6% from the charity stripe. Harbor Beach, both teams, I should say, had 6 players score. Harbor Beach, Brandon Oswald had 4. Colin Cook had 4. Josh Shelke, he had 2 points. Aaron Ginther led all scoring with 24 points, but Eli Kraft was not far behind with 23. And then Andrew Seaman threw in 11. As a team, they're 11 for 17 from the free throw line for 64.7%, so not too much difference there in the percentages from the free throw line. When it came down to it, like you said, Brad Schaub did not have the ball in his hands enough.
Well, when every other guard had their hands on the ball and Brad Schaub didn't, that's a takeaway of possession, and they were running out of those precious possessions. And that was the key to the ball game down the fourth quarter, down the stretch.
Tonight's game broadcast was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb, K&S Insurance Agency, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb, Knight's Insurance Agency, more motor sales of Carroll, Kohler Propane, and nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, and Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance. John, This wraps up our regular season here on WLAW Sports. As we now enter, into district mode next week in USA, you'll be hearing five games on WLAW 102.1 FM between Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Double headers, both on, I take that back. We do have a game on Thursday, don't we?
I believe it's traveling to Sandusky.
I completely forgot about that game. On Thursday, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Thank you, John.
And, you know, that is going to be arguably third place in the East.
That is true. Both games coming into tonight, Obley was at 4-5, and Sandusky was at 3-5. Obley is going to Sandusky to kind of camp off their regular season with a victory over the Sandusky Redskins.
But even still, you're talking about district play coming up.
Let's go into district play here.
There's three sites that we know of that's going to affect our area. Of course, we are doing the site at USA.
Yes.
And then there is another site at Marlette and another site at Michigan Lutheran Seminary, where you'll find such teams like Reese, for example. They'd be in that one, and also Vassar would be in that one. For the Marlette one, you'll find Sandusky, Brown City. You'll find Memphis. Looking at Mayville is also an area team as well. And then the one that we are doing over at USA, Harbor Beach is going to be playing Ubley at 6 o'clock on Monday. Lakers have the bye. They're not going to be playing until Wednesday. They'll be playing the winner of the Harbor Beach Ubley game. And then we have USA against Cass City also on Monday, and that's a 7:30 game. Bad Axe receives the bye. They're not going to be playing until Wednesday, and they're going to be facing the winner of the USA-Cass City. Those are going to be two really good games.
And we'll have to check on that second matchup. We've been hearing that it's also Bad Axe Cass City. We'll take a look at that. It should be an excellent district over in USA. Always a tough place to play, no matter what team you are. USA hosting this year. Of course, they will be without Mark Gainforth, their head coach, because of a MHSAA legality issue with taking a test. So he won't be in the gym. So kind of, would you say it neutralizes the court for everyone?
It really does. A team needs their coach. He sees them every day in practice. They know his tendency. He knows their tendency. He prepares them. That is really going to be a disadvantage for USA, in my opinion. Also, you take a look at the fact that they do have a home district. That might also help them at least fray the little problem where they are losing their coach.
Well, thanks for listening tonight. Final score from Harbor Beach was Harbor Beach 68, Marlette 55. After four hard-fought quarters from both teams, Harbor Beach levels the playing field with one game apiece, one loss apiece, for Marlette and Harbor Beach, with a victory for Harbor Beach on Thursday against Memphis. They will share the title with Marlette for the 2013 Greater Thumb East Championship. The Southern Transmission, this broadcast was carried by Thumb Sayers with Talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast was a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights reserved, no reproduction, retransmission, or other distributions of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place with the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. So on behalf of the entire WLAW Sports Broadcasting team, John Mooney, color commentary, back in the studio, pushing all those buttons, that's Jay Lake, and I'm Clark Ramsey, host and producer of this broadcast. Final score, Harbor Beach 63, Marlette 55 in Harbor Beach. We'll see you next on Thursday, Sandusky at Ubley, same spot on their dial, 102.1 FM, on the WLAW Sports Network. We'll see you Thursday.
It's always important to remember the guy that's back here pushing the buttons. I'm Jay Lake, your host for the night. This is REM, the one I love here on Cruise 102.